We're doing brachos. We're up to Daf Yud Amud Aleph, second wide line. We had been discussing that we prefer people do tshuva than drop dead. And that's a message that King David taught us and Bruria taught her husband Rav Meir. Amalu tzduki lebruia. There was a tzduki, a Sadducee, who did not accept the oral law. He said to Bruria, Ktiv, the verse says, Roni akara lo yalada. Rejoice, O barren one who has not born children. Mishom de lo yalada roni. Because she doesn't have kids, she should be happy. Amralei, she said back to him, Shatya, fool. Shvila sefe dekra. Go look at the end of the pasuk. Dichtiv, ki virabim bnei shomemam, bnei bula, amar Hashem. Quite the contrary. For God tells her, the one who was desolate has so many more children than the one who had her husband all along. Meaning, when Israel will be re-established, suddenly shall have so many more people than all the other countries. Ela maya kara lo yalada. So then what does the verse mean, barren one who hasn't had children? The idea is as follows. Roni Knesset Israel, rejoice you, the people of Israel. Shedoma liisha akara, that in this respect she's like a barren woman. Shelo yalda banim legeinom, she did not have children that are going to go sink in perdition, kavataychu, like you. Amale utzduki Rabbi Avu. The following Sadducee said to Rabbi Avu the following. Ktiv, it says in the pasuk, Mizmor David bevachom ne Avshalom bino. King David sings song as he's running from his son Avshalom. Ktiv, and the pasuk says that David michtam bevachom ibnei Shaul b'mara. King David also has the following song when he's running from King Saul in the cave. Now, the song about Avshalom is chapter 3 in Tehillim. The song about King Saul is 57 in Tehillim. Now, which story came first? The story of King Saul came first. That happened a few decades earlier. So then why isn't that earlier in Psalms? Why isn't that earlier in Tehillim? Why is it out of chronological order? So Rabbi Avu answered him, Atun delo darshitun smuchin. You who do not derive, you don't have a drasha for the concept that when things are next to one another, it's teaching us something, that things are not just written in chronological order, but also there's an alignment process in the Tanakh, where the Tanakh purposely wanted certain things next to one another. So then if you don't accept that tradition that we have, Kashelechu, you have a question. Why is it written out of chronological order? That's the only order you guys have in your Tanakh. Anan, but us, we have a tradition, Tedalshinam Smuchin, and we say that things are aligned to one another, and that's reason enough to put things out of chronological order, because that is the order they're in. They're sometimes in an order where things have to be next to one another for a different purpose. Lo kashelan, we don't have any question. Tamar Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said, Smuchin min haTorah minayin. How do we know this concept that things are sometimes written next to one another to teach us? Shenemar, as the verse says, Smuchin ad lolam asurin bemet v'yashar. Lama nismecha parshat Avshalom leparshat Gog u'Magog. Okay, now that we've accepted this concept, so then why, in fact, is the story of Avshalom written in the beginning of Tehillim, right next to the great war of Gog u'Magog? Because if someone tells you, has there ever been a slave that rebels against his master? Gog u'Magog, is it ever going to happen? You answer him, Klum yesh ben shemored b'aviv? Can you imagine that a son rebels against his father? That's a closer relationship than a servant and his master. A son can rebel against his father, Elahava, but you see it happened. Avshalom wanted to kill his father. Hachanami Hava, here too, it also happened. You'll also see that Gog u'Magog can happen too. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rashbi, Mai Dichtiv, Pia Patcha B'Chochma V'Torat Chesed Al Leshona. What does the verse mean? She opened her mouth with wisdom, and the Torah of kindness is on her tongue. Kneged Mi Amar Shlomo Mikraze, corresponding to, did King Solomon say this verse? Lo Amar Ola Kneged David David. He said it against none other than his father David. Shadav B'Chamisha Olamim V'Amar Shira. He lived in five different worlds and sang praise. Dal B'Neimo. He lived in his mother. V'Amar Shira, and he sang a song corresponding to that. Shneimal, the verse says, Barchin. I sing before Hashem and all my innards. That point of my life when I was in my mother's innards, corresponding to that, I praise His holy name. He came out, saw the world, saw the stars and constellations, the zodiac, v'amar shira, gave song about that too. Shneimar, the verse says, Bless Hashem, you angels of great might who do His command, who listen to Him. Bless Hashem, all of God's armies, which is a reference to the stars. He nursed from his mother. He looked at the place she nurses from at her chest. And he gave a song about that too. Shneimar, the verse says, my soul gives song to Hashem. Notice, these are all barchi. These are all blessings to Hashem. Five different angles of life in which he gave blessings. V'al tishkechi kol gemulav. Don't forget all of God's kindness. My kol gemulav. What's all of God's kindness? What's he talking about? Rabbi Abu said that he purposely gave her the capacity to nurse from a place of wisdom. He could have made it that she nurses from the place that she defecates. That would be pretty disgusting. The child has to put his mouth in a place that's filthy, in a place that's not sanua. Hashem didn't do that. Hashem gave her the capacity to nurse from a place that's warm, that's close to her heart, that's her love, that's modest, that's it's totally different. About that, he gave a song. It's modest in that she's holding him in her bosom. It's not like she has to reveal herself. We say halachically that that's much more modest than the alternative. Understanding is in the heart. Yeah. Time am I? Why really did God do that? Amal b'Yehuda, k'day sh'lo yistkel b'mkom ervaz, so the kid won't be looking at an immodest place. Rav Matna amal k'day sh'lo yinak b'mkom tinopet. Rav Matna says, so he doesn't nurse from a filthy place. Rav ematal paltan shel reshaim amal shira. He saw the downfall of the wicked, and he sang song of that too. Sh'nema yitamu chatei min ha'otzor shem odinam b'chi nefshit ha'shem ha'luka. Nistakel b'yom ha'mita. He looked at the day of death ve'amal shira, and he sang song. Sh'nema, as the verse says, b'chi nefshit ha'shem ha'shem ha'luka. How do you know that's talking about the day of death? From the conclusion, when you hide your face there in fear, when you collect their spirit, they pass away. So you see, that's talking about the day of death.